I'm Theodore Henry with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, January 4. Coming up, Security Minister announces measures to combat crime and violence, stop order on coca production lifted, and licensed firearm holders to account for ammunition. The details after the break.
Do not post your location on social media. Predators are always seeking potential victims online.
Always walk in groups. If you happen to be walking alone and suspect you're being followed, make an alarm or go into a crowded area to get help.
And parents, ensure you have a recent photograph of your child to assist the public in identifying him or her should your child become missing. And remember, under the ANANDA alert system, every missing child should be reported immediately to the police or the Office of the Children's Registry.
Now the news. National Security Minister Robert Montague has announced a raft of measures to combat crime and violence and to improve the effectiveness of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, for 2017. Mr. Montague says among the measures will be the splitting of the St. James Police Division to provide more resources to tackle the problems in St. James. In addition, he says two naval ships are to arrive on January 21 from the Netherlands for the Jamaica Defense Force Coast Guard to patrol the seas in order to secure the nation's borders. A surveillance plane will also arrive later this year, which will provide additional protection and security for Jamaica's borders to prevent the trafficking of guns and ammunition.
We are going to be expanding the CCTV network. We have four towns now that have CCTV cameras, and we're going to be rolling out early in this year into New Kingston. Private persons with CCTV can send their feed to the police, and we are going to put a video analytics suite at the back end so that we can do facial recognition and geofencing and license plate reading. We're going to be investing heavily into the intelligence network.
Minister Montague was speaking at the JCF's annual devotional exercise on Tuesday. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries has lifted a ministerial order which stopped coca production across the island. The ministerial order, placed in August, was in response to the frosty pod rot disease affecting the coca plant. Portfolio Minister Carl Samuda says the ministry will instead be using a strategy of field management with a view to control and eventually eradicate the disease over the long term. He says upon determining that the disease was sufficiently widespread, the ministry decided to embark on a containment program which will allow unaffected farmers to proceed with production.
We are going now into a control mode with the view to eventually eradicate the disease over a protracted period, instead of at first challenging the disease by attempting to eradicate it over a short-term period. And under our containment program, we are expecting that this will enable us to continue with the production of cocoa.
Licensed firearm holders will soon be required to give account for their ammunition. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the government will be issuing a policy directive to the Firearms Licensing Authority, FLA, by next week, requiring all licensed firearm owners to give account for the 50 rounds allocated to them each year. This, he says, is part of efforts to help minimize the number of bullets making their way into criminal hands.
We have 40,000 licensed firearm holders in this country, and each of them get 50 rounds per year. 50 times 40,000, that's 2 million rounds. If 10% get into the illegal hands, that's a dangerous and a holy burnout. The police have to account for every bullet that they have. Private firearm holder is going to be required to do the same.
The minister was speaking at a recent Jamaica Constabulary Force devotional exercise. And Labour Minister Shaheeni Robinson is warning the public to be on the lookout for unscrupulous persons who offer overseas jobs. The Labour Ministry directs overseas employment programs, including the Canadian and United States Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program. Minister Robinson says too often, persons lose their money to employment scams.
I urge you, dear dealings, to verify with the ministry the legitimacy of all such agencies before making any commitment. I urge you to contact the ministry before sending payments through any remittance service. And I also ask you to be careful about jobs being offered through the internet or on social media. These con people are real, they exist.
Last year, 15,611 workers participated in the Overseas Employment Program, with nearly 9,000, or more than 50%, having gone to Canada. This represented an increase of 844 new workers when compared with the similar period in 2015. That was JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.